This is the friendship bridge, Afghanistan's link with Uzbekistan, a crucial lifeline for international aid and trade. Taliban and Uzbek officers guard the crossing, but traffic is slow. The cargo train service that used to carry over food supplies and commodities has become irregular. The Taliban's customs officer at the Hayratan border crossing dismisses international concerns about Afghanistan's future.
We want the world to be more confident about doing business with us. They have to see the level of safety and security. The former regime wasn't able to secure the presidential compound. Today, all of Afghanistan is safe.
The Taliban is beefing up its presence on the border and promising a crackdown on corruption to ensure smooth movement of people and goods. Afghanistan has always struggled to build a modern rail network that would link the country to its neighbors and expand trade with Central Asia. Exports and imports have dramatically declined in recent weeks as the international community wants the Taliban to implement political reforms, form an inclusive government, or face isolation. Hundreds of lorry drivers are stuck at the border waiting for clearance to cross into Uzbekistan.
Business is bad. Traffic along this area was never interrupted. Now it has been slowed by half, and I cannot bring the same amount of goods into the country.
The fallout from international isolation is felt across the country. Mufid Group is one of the biggest names in the agriculture industry in Afghanistan. The company extracts oil from seeds, a thriving business that also extends to animal feed. But the company has recently lost 70% of its revenues. Managers fear they might have to shut down the company.
We don't have cash in our banks and we cannot getting our payment from them. And the second problem is the closing up the border surrounding us. So we cannot get our raw material on time.
With no solutions now in sight to the cash shortage and economic crisis, life for millions across Afghanistan appears to be getting a lot worse. Hashim Al-Barra, Al Jazeera, Hayratan Crossing on Afghanistan's border with Uzbekistan.